broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson. This is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
She wants to be successful and do great things for this program.
And then the ultimate goal is to get that win.
Went through the battles together. They stuck together.
Those coaches over there are doing a fantastic job.
This is the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I am Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Mr. White here. Welcome to the Coaches Show. We're going to be recapping this past week in Arabian sports. Of course, basketball's had a pretty fun stretch. Of course, the girls have played some great teams, and the guys are going to kick off their season starting tomorrow at home versus Anderson. So first, let's look at the girls. So they played two matchups this week. First one against Lawrence Central. That one, home loss, 72-46. And, you know, that sounds bad. You say 72-46 loss. This thing was tied at the half.
Yeah, I mean, it was a back and forth game. The Arabians really had a good first half. Like, they really played well. It was the ability for them to get the ball to the basket quickly that really helped them, you know, be able to score quickly, be able to establish themselves in the paint. And so, you know, just understanding that and watching that game, you know, we were live streaming it. By not only we had it on the radio broadcast, but also we had it on IHSA TV. So that was actually a pretty neat game to watch. Like, I was just back here in the studios watching the live stream while we were running everything. And it was a good matchup, good opportunity early on in the season to measure up how the Lady Arabians are going to be facing one of the top teams in the state. In Lawrence Central. And, you know, again, it may not have come out the way that the Arabians wanted it to, the way that the Pendleton wanted it to, but it was a great early season matchup and a good way to measure up how good we are against a very tough opponent.
Exactly. Number six in the state, Lawrence Central, is a very tough team. But as I'm going to steal the words here from Coach Richmond, you know, you play the best, you're going to play like the best. And that's what the Lady Arabians want. You know, they tailored their schedule to play the best. The leading scorers for that game for Lawrence Central, Jayla Lampley, 25 points, 5 rebounds. That's an Olympic gold medalist right there. It's Team USA. That's hard to play against.
Absolutely. And, like you said, you know, to be the best, you got to play the best. And, you know, we've got to put ourselves up against the best in the state early, and that's a great schedule, opportunity there for the Lady Arabians, and you know, a great decision not only by Coach Rogers but you know, Mr. Chad Smith, the athletic director, trying to get some good early matchups for this team and see how good we are early and what we need to improve on so that when tournament time comes around, we're ready.
For the Pendleton Heights Lady Arabian side of things, Casey Warfel led the team, 16 points, 3 rebounds. And, you know, the kind of story of this past week, I guess a little bit of last week, is, you know, they got to keep their hands to themselves. Fouls have been a little too implemented into this team, and you'll hear Coach Rogers talk about that. You know, just simple things like that. You know, too many fouls, you know, you take a player to the line too much. You're going to hear about it at the Greenfield Central game. Madison Sonsini went to the line, I think, 11, 12 times. You know, that's their best shooter. You can't have that. You're not setting yourself up to win a basketball game if you put their best player to the line 11, 12 times.
Absolutely, and it's something to where, again, I think that you heard Coach Rogers talk about it post-game. You know, their composure, it wasn't where they needed to be, but that's exactly what you want from an early season opponent, to try to rattle you, try to get you, you know, in a position where you're uncomfortable so that you get more comfortable in those situations. And so I think the biggest challenge then for the Lady Arabians is to continue to try to get better, especially in those moments where they need to be able to navigate some of those tough situations against some of the best in the state.
So moving on to the second matchup of the week, Friday night, they played at Greenfield Central. They lost that one 60-59, just really close down to the wire. At halftime, they led by double digits. And, that's a heartbreaker. Just last second, battling back and forth. You know, they played great through the first half, but it was how they finished. They came out of halftime, and Greenfield Central was absolutely electric on the three-point shot. They just kept hitting one after one, led by Izzy Silcox and Madison Sonsini. And then slowly, you know, they had caught up, and it was like, whoa, you know, we really didn't expect this. And then, you know, just basket after basket towards the end of the game, there's probably 5 timeouts in the last 4 minutes, and it just, you know, chipped away. And of course, they won that 60-59
close matchup there. Again, great early season matchup for the Lady Arabians. They're able to not only see a tough opponent that has basically, you know, a lot of star power in Lawrence Central, but then you go against a team like Greenfield Central, and it's something where, you know, they can easily match up a little bit better, somebody that they know very well, basically, you know, rivals, and still be able to, I mean, again, we don't want to lose, right? Never want to lose. But again, when we lose, we have to look at it. What's going to make us better the next time we play Greenfield Central, next time we play a team like Greenfield Central? And, you know, what areas did Coach Rogers and the coaching staff see that need to be improved upon? And it's something to where I think that, you know, again, ball management, that's going to be key for this Lady Arabian team early on. If they can figure out a way to navigate less turnover, especially early in the game, you know, do like they did at the beginning of the Lawrence Central game. They started off hot. They made sure they moved the ball well. They got it down low to Hupfer, you know, quite a few times. You know, she may not have had the success down low that we all wanted her to have, but again, that's where you start. Like, that's where the offense should start, and then work it out to your shooters. And then again, that's what's going to get the folks like Casey Werfel wide open three pointers. And we all love to see what happens when Casey gets wide open. So it's just making sure that we were able to see that. And I think this in Greenfield, you know, again, it's one of those matchups where there's emotion involved. How well do we do that? Again, Coach Rogers still a little concerned, I think, you know, based off of what his interviews were for postgame, is how well we do with adversity. And, you know, especially when you're facing the likes of Mount Vernon, you know, any local teams like Anderson LaPel or, you know, Greenfield Central, that's where you really need to see your team kind of make sure they can keep their composure and try to win basketball games one possession at a time.
And I think Coach Rogers has said this, Lawrence Central and Greenfield Central, both teams that you might see later down the road, whether right. It's county, whether it's tournament play, whatever it is, these are two teams you might meet again, and now you have a game against them, and you know what they do, and you know how they run it, and you know what your weakness is as a team, and that's going to be a great thing for them to improve on. I mean, I talked to him about it in the interview you're going to hear. Madison Sonsini, their number one scorer, they've had trouble shutting down number one scorers, and he just told me, you know, it's fundamental defense. We can't do the small things, stupid fouls, and we keep that up, and, you know, you're going to lose a basketball game. So if you nail down those small things, we're going to be successful in the long run.
Yeah, and again, he knows, he's seen it himself, but he's also seen it as a coach. And, you know, we're looking for, again, another deep run from this Lady Arabian basketball team.
Yeah, and then looking, breaking down their team, Casey leads the team, 21 points per game. Ada Hupfer, the height of the team, 6'3", leads in rebounds per game with 11. And then finally, Olivia Jones leads in assists per game. And tonight, they got a great matchup against Indianapolis Bishop Chatard, and it's going to be a great matchup. I mean, that's a team that Pendleton Heights hasn't played Lady Arabians in school history. It's going to be a fun one on the road. That's a long trip. Mm-hmm. Of course, Coach Rogers had some talks about, you know, in previous weeks, you know, we didn't get to the school early enough, we didn't get hot enough, didn't get warm. How will they do that? This is a long bus ride. Will they be able to take it, get a good start on the road, and then pedal to the metal, follow through at halftime?
Well, again, it's going to happen early. Like, you figure out how you navigate those long bus rides, and that really helps. You know, we have good senior leadership, and we do, and we have a good coaching staff that really tries to prepare the ladies the best they can every time they go out and play on the court. So it's just making sure that, you know, they put themselves in the best position possible. And they will. And again, the biggest challenge is going to be, especially on the road, is making sure that you handle the crowd early. You make sure there's no quick runs early. You're making sure that you're not turning the ball over. You know, handle the possession battle, and definitely get the rebound, have the rebounding advantage early. And I think we can have that. You know, but again, it's easier said than done. We have to make sure we control those few things, and I think we'll come out with a victory.
With that will wrap up the first segment, but stay tuned for some live interviews right here on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Community Sports and Wellness, Fitness, Tennis, Pickleball, and Athletics, located at 395 South Heritage Way in Pendleton. Phone 765-744-1606. Online at communitysw.com.
Dive into the world of sports with our podcast, Inside the Playbook, a bi-weekly podcast hosted by your WEEM sports staff.
We welcome you here to this episode of ASN Inside the Playbook.
If you are all about sports, then this is the podcast for you. You can find Inside the Playbook anywhere podcasts can be found or on YouTube as 917-WEEM-WEEM Media. All the latest sports news right here on 917-WEEM.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 917-WEEM.
917-WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Coach Buck. Coach, it's been a long time since we've seen you. How are you feeling? New start of the season. I guess your first game is tomorrow.
Very excited. Looking forward to the season. Players are working hard and very much looking forward to playing a basketball game.
So jumping straight into things, it's been a long offseason. What has that looked like for you and your team? How have you, you know, just trained and got ready? Again, your first matchup tomorrow.
You know, it's a lot different than my first go-around in coaching. You know, it's pretty much become a year-round responsibility as far as being able to practice with your kids in the off-season. We worked very hard in the spring. We had a great summer, and we worked extremely hard this fall. So very proud of the way the players have turned out. You know, our young players, I was able to work with 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th during the summer. I really enjoyed that. And then once school started and we had started our practices, we were able to work out 2 and 3 days a week. So we've been practicing all fall. And then once all the fall sports were over, we were able to get the fall athletes out there, which thankfully for the success of the football team making it to the sectional championship, that put us a little bit behind the eight ball with our football players because we've only had 2 weeks to get ready for Anderson. But, you know, that's a positive. We can handle that. Glad for the success of the football team. Had a great summer. Started off, we played at the varsity level. We played 23 games in a three-week period of time. Very competitive schedule. A lot of our players stepped up to that physical challenge, grew up in a short period of time, and had success. So we felt that that was a good start for this season.
So you mentioned very different from how you're used to. Of course, you know, you have a long hiatus of coaching, and then you get back into it last season. How do you approach this season differently with, you know, a new year under your belt?
Well, the reason it was different in the past, you could have open gyms. The coaches were not supposed to be on the floor coaching, so it wasn't a practice. It was just free play. Now you can actually coach, and you can start implementing things. So this summer, we started implementing offenses that we felt we were going to have to use according to our strengths. This year's team is going to be a much different team than what we had last year. Last year's team, we liked to play from inside out because of the size we had with Josiah Gustin and Seth LaRabia. So we wanted the ball to go inside. If they collapse, then that's the way we got the outside shots by inside-out pass. This year's team doesn't have that size, so we're going to be more of a perimeter-oriented team. We feel like that we have several players that can shoot to three, and we'll be doing that instead of the pass to the post. We're going to have to be able to penetrate and kick to get our threes. So that's what we focused on. We've ran several things that the players have adapted well to, and anxious to try those out in a game-type situation.
Now, you mentioned football season earlier. I talked to Coach Richmond a lot, and one thing he likes to enforce at the start of the season is the difference between rebuilding and reloading. And, you know, rebuilding, of course, you're starting a team over. You're just kind of a year where you build back up to where you want to be, and then there's reloading, and it's just getting right back to where you were and, you know, new team, jump start. How do you see that in your coaching and the start of this season?
Well, you know, I understand what Coach Richmond is saying. You know, the thing about last year's team is we lost six seniors that were a joy to coach. And so that's a big impact. We have three players back this year that have varsity experience. Cooper, Sims, and Evan Mazingo have the most varsity experience. Evan was our second leading scorer. And then Joe Estes would be the third one. Joe saw time at the JV level as well as the varsity level and didn't get as much varsity time as Cooper and Evan. So the lack of varsity playing experience is the thing that really concerns me. There's a difference at all levels. We try to tell our kids that. from middle school to freshman, from freshman to JV, and then from JV to varsity, they're all different. The varsity level is so much quicker, so much more physical, that sometimes that's a shock to players that do not have that experience. And with our particular schedule, you look at our schedule, the teams that were really good last year, the New Pals, the Greenfields, the Mount Vernons, the Andersons, that were really good and solid last year, those teams are going to be solid this year because they have almost everyone returning. Whereas we lost key players and we're inexperienced. So that's going to be something that we're going to have to adjust to and we're going to have to grow up quickly. If we don't, we're going to struggle. I worry. I've talked to the players. Our overall goal is to work hard, build good habits, and get better every week. If we do that, then we think that we will be the best that we can possibly be when the month of March rolls around. You have to weather the ups and downs. It's a long, long season. And the thing about our schedule, our first six games, four of the six are on the road, which is tougher to win. And our two home opponents are going to be against Anderson, ranked 11th, and Westfield, ranked in the top 20. So our home games are very talented teams, and then our road games are teams that we've struggled to play against. So, yes, our first six games, we're going to be challenged, and hopefully we will learn win or lose in those games and move on to the next week and have the same philosophy I just talked about, try to get better every week and try to improve.
Most of the coaches I talked to in an interview, they love to play the best teams. Of course, it makes your team better in their eyes. Do you agree with that? I mean, you just mentioned Anderson, number 11.
I think there has to be balance. A lot of coaches, just like you said, they like to stack that schedule to where they end up with 15, 16, 17 wins. But does that make them better come tournament time? You could debate that. I think you have to have a balance. I think you have to challenge your team. But at the same time, you have to find some success. A team, what you're trying to implement and what you're trying to get them to believe in, if they do not find success, meaning winning, that's more difficult to do. And then you add the outside influence, especially with social media today. People get down. People don't take into consideration that you're playing teams in the top 10. Maybe the teams that you're playing have more athletic ability, so you have to take that in consideration, but most people don't. But your players hear that, and that bothers them. And then when your players get down, that's hard to bring them back up. So, yes, I think you need to have a challenging schedule to make you the best you can be come the month of March, but you need to find some success at times throughout that schedule to make believers out of your players.
So going back to something you said earlier, of course, a lot of senior departures, you lost a lot of height. And you had to kind of rework the offense into a more three-based offense, just perimeter, really. How has that been for a coaching perspective? Is that fun to you? Is that something new, a challenge?
It to me, it's exciting. I think that we should be exciting to watch from the fans' perspective. We're going to try to put the ball up. We're going to try to get the ball up and down the court. Like I said, I think we have several players that have the ability to score from behind that arc, but we're going to have to be able to create off the dribble to penetrate and kick. Whereas I said, last year you passed it in, they collapsed on Josiah or Laravia, and then we kicked it out for the three. This year we're going to have to be able to break people down off the dribble, and that's another one of our concerns. We're not the quickest team in the world. That's a concern on offense. That's a concern on defense. We have trouble in the defensive end. That's my biggest concern. We have trouble keeping the ball in front of us, containing the dribble. Teams have had a tendency to get around us with dribble penetration off easily. So we have to have good help side defense. We have to get better with defense on the ball. If we don't, then teams are going to let the three fly against us. So we have a lot of work to do defensively, but we're not afraid of that. We'll keep after it.
Of course, you've been coaching for a long time. Are you used to this kind of offense? What's your historic success with it? How do you feel?
I've been very fortunate. I've always had post players, some more skilled than others, but I've always had teams that had some size, not monsters, but we've always had post players that were pretty good with their back to the basket and played the inside out. But today's game, you watch the NBA, you watch college, you watch other high schools as I scout, it's more of the wide open, perimeter-oriented, penetrate, kick. You're going to see Anderson, it doesn't matter what offense they're in, really they're in penetrate kick. Break somebody down off of the dribble and kick, and somebody shoots it. And that's more or less what we'll be doing this year. So to me, it's been exciting. And like I said, we were able to work on that style in the fall or in the spring, implement offenses, and then to be able to play as many games as I said we played in the month of June, and to watch your team grow and, turn and look at you like, wow, that's exciting, or that worked, and the whole bench and the players on the court get excited and rah-rah, that was fun. And that's what we hope to carry on into this season and look forward to it.
Well, that will about wrap it up for this interview. Thanks for joining me, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Well, next up, we have an interview live with Coach Rogers. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is sponsored by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome here to this Coaches Show interview. I am Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Coach Rogers, head coach of the Lady Arabian basketball team. How's your day going so far, Coach?
Doing good.
Okay, so starting off, getting right into it, a couple games so far this week, and you got a nice Thanksgiving break coming up. What was the message to your team after this tough loss and, proceeding with the games ahead?
We just got to stay focused. We controlled a majority of that Greenfield game, and when we get in foul trouble, we have to find a way to defend in zone. We do not match up well with a lot of teams, and we have to be better, bottom line. So not all is lost. Stay focused, get ready for the next one, and but once again, it doesn't get any easier. This is a tough stretch in the schedule. We wanted it that way. We just gotta stay locked in and get it done.
You mentioned this is a really tough stretch of your schedule. Those are some of the best games you've played all season, your opponent's strength. So how frustrating was those two losses?
Yeah, LC, it, once again, it's number six in the country. It's literally going to take the best shot you possibly have to be able to do that. And, that one doesn't surprise me that it got away from us. Greenfield Central is more concerning because, we had a 13-point lead in that second half. And, whether it was, bad shots that were just kind of rushed because we didn't have any poise, or, just not being able to handle matchups down on the other end, we've got to be better. We've got to put those girls in positions to, feel like they've got to be, that they're going to be successful. But we also, have to read the room too. There's no reason for us to be in foul trouble every single game. We talk about it every day. They hear me say, read the room. You can't continue to foul and pressure when that's being called. It's poise. It's early. We'll need some help. Conference is still attainable. We just got to handle our business. And, it starts tonight with a tough one on the road against Chittard.
Now, you mentioned fouls a lot. How do you practice, preventing those? Of course, that Heritage Christian game, you had a lot, and it's slowly built. But how do you deal with that in practice?
You got to crack down on them. They don't always like to hear it. But there will be times where we'll call one or stop it or, you know, move forward. And, you know, they just have to accept that they're not the ones with the whistles. And me as well. You know, like I feel like I'm a big advocate for our kids, and we can control what we can control. And that's how we act. And that's how we defend. We can't control, you know, what somebody's going to call, but we can control our response. And I think a lot of what we're seeing kind of starts with, you know, things that start to deteriorate after bad things happen. So, we got to be better in that part. And that starts in practice, and that starts with us holding them accountable. And, you know, they've got to learn that we got to find a different way. So,
is this the toughest season of girls basketball you've ever coached, and why?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is the toughest schedule we've had. I can't remember what strength of schedule was. I think we're top 40 right now. I assume that will probably continue to get better as the season draws on. But once again, you know, there's a lot of talented girls in that locker room. And when you have a lot of talented girls, that comes with expectations, high expectations. And, you know, we clearly, the last two haven't met those. And, you know, we went back to the drawing board Saturday and, you know, what we felt like was one of our better practices that we've had. And we got to be ready for the next move. And, you know, we feel like we're there. It's going to be a tough one on the road tonight. And then we'll get a little bit of a reprieve. But then you got a tough Jennings County team that's got a Division I player as well. So, you know, we just got to stay focused, stay committed, stay together as a whole. And keep striving for what we're working towards.
Now, of course, in your last game, their best player, Madison Sonsini, I believe she had 31. Before that, you mentioned, you know, Lawrence Central game. Those are really tough opponents. How do you limit a team's number one scorer? Of course, I mean, you're going to see a few of those as the rest of the season, you know, goes through. But how do you specifically zone in and say, okay, you know, we couldn't really stop Madison Sonsini. How do we learn from this? How do we improve on a team's number one playmaker?
Just got to be better defensively. You know, a lot of the things that she got were things that we discussed. Like, it wasn't anything that surprised us. I think once again, foul trouble and then overthinking things and getting in your head. And, you know, I think that's when things started to happen and we started doing things that were uncharacteristic of us. You know, lunging at players on shot fakes instead of closing out and then moving our feet and, you know, things like that. We have to stick together as a team. We have to trust, that we are good defensively and, you know, can do the things that we need to do to be successful. And, you know, we just got to continue to get better.
So of course we are getting into like Thanksgiving break territory. What does that do for your team? Does that mean anything to you? Does it give them a rest? What's that like for a girls basketball team?
Yeah. You know, it's a fun time, you know, to spend with your family and, you know, kind of sit back and think about, you know, what truly, you know, we're thankful for. You know, clearly we're here. We want to win girls basketball games and we want to win championships. But at a deeper level, it is bigger than that. You know, we want to make sure that we're producing, you know, future young ladies that are leaders of this community. You know, I feel like we're doing a good job with that. But, you know, we have to stay focused because, once again, it doesn't get any tougher or it doesn't get any easier. You know, we have a big exposure game against Jennings County, and then you come back, you got Mount Vernon on the road, and then you get into HSC, Delta, Fishers, North Central. Like, it doesn't stop. So that's, you know, hopefully this is going to help us in the postseason. But we just have to stay focused on each day getting better. No matter if it's a game day or a practice day, we have to accept that we're working towards a common goal, and we got to be okay with the days when it's not easy, working hard to get better.
One last question, and I'll let you go, Coach. So, I mean, you've had two tough losses back-to-back. Where's the team morale, and how do you as a coach, you know, regulate that and try to raise it when you can?
Yeah, you know, it's never easy. It's never easy, especially with a, you know, a conference game. And everybody's talked about the stats with Greenfield. You know, you've dominated this matchup and all of these things. Once again, even with everything bad that happened Friday night, we were still in a position to either make a play or win that game. We just have to be better, and we have to make more plays. So, I mean, of course it's tough. You know, it's not easy waking up at 8 a.m. after you get home late, getting back in here and getting after it in practice. And, you know, like I said, we followed it by having one of the best practices that we've had, you know, of the season. So there's no time to sulk, because if we sulk, we're going to get beat again. So you got to get back. You got to get back to it. Stay locked in and get ready for a tough Chatard opponent tonight.
Well, that's going to wrap it up. Thanks for joining me, Coach, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That will wrap it up for this segment on today's ASN Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, and stay tuned for more. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style. Haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street, Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style. Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Rollins House in Fall Creek Retirement Village, senior living from Cardin. Located at 300 JH Walker Drive in Pendleton, their phone number is 765-778-7501.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome here to this segment of the ASN Coaches Show. My name is Michael Hooker, and I am joined here with the head coach of the varsity wrestling team here at Pendleton Heights High School, Coach Cloud. Thank you so much for joining me.
Glad to be here.
All right, so jumping straight into this. So your season starts here in a couple of weeks. So what are some of your nerves that you're seeing from some of the wrestlers on the team?
Well, I'm sitting across from one of them right now. We got a lot of young guys on the team this year, and it's a lot of pressure. Coach Todd runs a fast-paced practice, and you can see sometimes that it's like, man, this is a lot. You know, it's like drinking out of a fire hose at the start, especially for our freshmen. But they're picking it up, and nerves are an indication that it matters to you, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, well said. Well said. All right, so tomorrow is the Madison County Media Day, first of hopefully many. So what does this set a tradition for you and the Madison County?
Well, we're just hoping to do something special for wrestlers. A lot of times the non-revenue sports, you know, swimming, golf, and things like that, don't get the attention that you get for basketball and football and some of the larger media sports. So we just wanted to do something like they do with the colleges and have a media day. So I contacted some of the local media people, Mr. Whitehair from the radio and here, and Rob Hunt from the Herald Bulletin, said, what do you guys think of this? And they said, yeah, we'll give it a try. You know, it sounds like something interesting. And the coaches obviously were excited about it to be able to bring their kids in. So we're looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got some battle balls that the kids are going to be playing, and these things called Moss Wrestling that we're going to be doing. So we're excited about it.
All right. Speaking on getting the word out there, girls wrestling, that's starting to pick up pace, and you have some girls wrestlers on your team as well, and some of them did really well last year. So how does that get the word out there for girls wrestling, for some girls who want something in the winter to do?
Yeah, it's the fastest growing sport in high school and college for women. It's an emerging sport at the NCAA level. Iowa, which is one of the premier power programs in NCAA Division I wrestling, has created a women's wrestling program. So we wanted to provide that opportunity. You know, I tell coaches all the time, it's like, if you believe in what wrestling does for boys, why wouldn't you want your girls to have that same opportunity to grow as people and grow in confidence and have that fraternity, sorority, you know, where you feel like it's a sisterhood, you know, it's a brotherhood in wrestling. These are people that will be part of your family for your whole life. So we're excited about that. We've got a pretty good sized team. I think there are 12 girls now total that are working out. We had one girl suffer an injury, won't be able to wrestle this year, but we're excited about the team overall. You know, we think that Coach Kirby is doing a great job. He's a former wrestler here. Elijah Bauer is assisting him. He's a former wrestler. Joel Lyons is in there helping. He's a former manager of ours here. So we're continuing the tradition now and just expanding it to women.
All right. So speaking of former wrestlers, you have some of the former wrestlers from you being their head coach as coaches underneath you now. One in particular, Coach Todd. So how is he doing leading practices now and pushing your guys?
He's doing a great job. You know, he's got a high intensity personality, and you know, you're in there every day and see what it's like. It's fast paced. It's, you know, it reflects his personality as a coach. He's committed. You know, I hear coaches all the time complaining they can't find assistant coaches. And what I always tell them is it's not an immediate solution, is you got to grow your own. And like Coach Wellpod just retired from our middle school program. He was a former wrestler of ours. So we've had a lot of our assistants over the years have been former wrestlers. Those are guys who understand what your program's about, and they're bought into it. They want to continue the tradition. You know, they're part of that long line of Arabian wrestlers.
All right. So you've been with the program for a long, long time. Some of your accolades up in the hallways here at Pendleton Heights, I've seen them multiple times. So does it get harder on you every year seeing some of these seniors leave your program?
Sure. You get attached to them. You know, they're like your own kids, and every year you're like, how are we going to replace those people? But then every year we do. It's what you do. It is hard seeing them go away, but it's also exciting to see them go out and start lives of their own as adults. And a lot of them come back and work as assistants, or just come back and visit. And you hear from them a lot. I get a lot of emails and things on Facebook, and kids, you know, former wrestlers contacting and tell me what's going on in their lives. It's really neat to see them go out. Those people that you've watched them grow from, you know, little kids when they arrive to responsible adults by the time they leave.
On that note, that is all the time we have here. So thank you so much, Coach Glad, for joining me. But we're going to take a short break. But when we return, the rest of the Coach's Show on 91.7 WEEM.
The camaraderie and community you experience in high school sports is unlike anything else. I'm McKenna Cruz from Greenwood Community High School.
And I'm Sawyer Tittman from Fort Wayne Snyder High School. Where else do coaches help their players develop as athletes and as human beings?
Where else do student athletes grow together and grow up together?
Where else do parents and fans from all walks of life come together as one to cheer on their team?
High school sports are special because coaches, student athletes, and fans know they are all in it together.
The camaraderie and community we experience is just one reason why we love high school sports and why it is unlike anything else.
I'm IHSAA Commissioner Paul Knighty. Be a champion of high school sports and the way they bring everyone together by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events. This is unity. This is pride in your community. This is your IHSAA.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Cowan Chiropractic, located at One Plaza Drive, Suite 20 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-7399. Also online at cowanchiropracticcenter.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I am Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Mr. Whitehair. How's your day going so far, Mr. Whitehair?
I mean, it's Monday of break week, and so, you know, it's not like Christmas break.
Yeah.
You know, teachers get to have as much fun with students, you know. It's like, you know, we love our breaks too. So looking forward to Thanksgiving break, but looking forward to a couple good games here before we get there tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah, so back to sports. So let's talk about the guys. We just talked to Coach Buck live here. Now, you know, he detailed a lot of the seniors that they lost.
Right.
Of course, Josiah Gustin averaged 15 points per game, 7 rebounds. Seth LaRavia, 9 points per game, 4 rebounds per game. And, you know, that's the height of your team. And he mentioned, you know, we're probably going to switch to a more perimeter offense, shoot a lot more threes. They got Cooper Sims, who's very good behind the arc. So an exciting thing from there.
Well, it's something to where you not only lose height, but you lose athleticism. I mean, Josiah Gustin was a beast, not only down low, but he could, you know, he had range, he had length to be able to help out on the defensive end. So that's a big, you know, loss there for the Arabians. But like you said, you know, there's still opportunities now for those young Arabians to come step up, step into those shoes, fill those roles for Coach Buck. And it's going to be exciting every year. This is what why we love Indiana basketball so much. This is not just a sport for us. We love to go to the high school gyms and watch these kids really put on quite a show of competition. And, you know, the fortunate thing for us is we usually have a pretty good team, or teams, I guess I should say, plural. And so, you know, looking forward to seeing how well they can do. Although, you know, they got a tough test tomorrow night. You know, first thing out of the gate is going up against Anderson.
Yeah, Anderson, number 11th, led by Damian King. That one's going to be a great one. But going back to the seniors, of course, they also lost Reese Kablinger, Aaron Cookson, two more of those players that really add height to your team. You got Isaac Wilson and Dontrez Braxton, more, you know, perimeter shooter players, but still some key losses. And I really like this change of pace for the offense. Of course, it's just a little more flashy. You said the fans might get a little bit more into it, but I don't know. I might miss that Josiah Gustin dunk.
I mean, we all do. You know, I mean, I'm jealous of how good he could do it. Like, there's no way I could ever dunk in my life. So, it's pretty cool to see how well he can. But it's not just that, but you're also missing those three-pointers from Laravia, and you're missing a few other things that those other kids brought. But again, you know, it's boys basketball season now. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, of course, they will start off tomorrow night at home versus Anderson. That one starts at 7:30. We'll be broadcasting it, our pregame show, 7:15. Anderson ranked number 11 in the state, led by Damian King. That's a very tough team. The Arabians play four of their six first games on the road. So at least they get to start off with a home one, but that's going to be a tough test.
Yeah, but again, like we talked about earlier in the opening segment for the Lady Arabians, you know, early on, you know, everybody makes a tournament, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, you're not worried about, you know, your record. You're not worried about anything unless you're trying to go for the conference title. But right now, I think Coach Buck's really just trying to learn as much as he can about this young Arabian ball club so that he can make adjustments. He can add, subtract, multiply, divide, whatever he needs to for this team to be able to be successful once tournament time comes around. And obviously when county comes around too, because obviously I love the clip that we have for our one of our intros that Coach Rogers talks about. We want to win sectionals, we want to win county, we want to win them all. So, you know, having that opportunity early on to see, you know, some good teams, you know, try to make sure that we understand that it's going to be a long season. You know, there's going to be some growing pains for this ball club. But there's a lot of good competitors within that ball club, a lot of good kids that are going to really understand their roles early on and then make sure that they make the right mature approach to, you know, when they get their minutes, use them wisely.
Yeah, and I think if there's any coach that you want making, you know, season adjustments, it's Coach Buck. He's been here for forever, had a nice break, and then came back and, you know, just got at it again. And last season, they didn't end how they wanted to. Of course, they lost to New Pal in the sectionals, 11-13 on the season. Yep. And, you know, that kind of leaves you wanting more. And they're going to go at it this season. I'm sure, like you said, growing pains. But if I want any coach at the helm ready to make adjustments, it's Coach Buck.
Absolutely. And, you know, you got to like when you know, he just gives you those answers that, you know, because he's been you know, coaching for a while. So, you know, being able to have that experience is really going to help this young ball club mature quickly and understand their roles even more quickly, because that's what, you know, is expected of them, because they need to be able to run an offense properly, be able to handle the defensive areas better, you know, than what they were last year. I know Coach Buck talked about that last year a couple times on the coaches' shows and then on the pregame and postgame interviews. But it's also, you know, like we talked about with the Lady Ravens, they got to be able to, you know, force turnovers, rebound the ball well. It's be able to handle the adversity. That's the biggest thing. That's the biggest challenge, especially for a young team. Can you handle that adversity? You got, you know, you lost a lot of good senior leadership from last year. Can this year's team come in right away or as quickly as possible, adapt and be able to handle some of those tough situations, including the one coming tomorrow night?
Yeah, and then after that tomorrow night game, they will be on the road at Wapahani. That one's Saturday. Wapahani, top 20 team. That game will start at 7:30. And, of course, our pregame show, 7:15. But, again, another tough test. They'll be on the road, and, you know, hopefully they can pull that one out. Of course, Anderson and Wapahani, they lost those games last year. If you don't want to start 0-2, and it'll be nice to pull the rivalry the other way.
You know, and this is the biggest thing too. It's a big game for Anderson too. They may be, you know, ranked in the state. They may be the perceived favorite tomorrow night, but they want to beat us just as much as we want to beat them. So, you know, this is the fun of being a, you know, a Madison County school and being able to compete against one another and seeing how well we can do. And so, you know, being able to, you know, handle the atmosphere, making sure that, you know, we bring a good crowd tomorrow night. So if you can make it, come out. You know, if you can't, you know, we've got your coverage right here on the air, you know, online, on demand, all that good stuff. You know, but also on IHSA TV, we'll be streaming the game live. So make sure that you tune in however you want to, if you can't make it out. But if you can, get on out here to the high school and watch a good ball club get their first game under their belt.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a great game when you're playing Anderson. The student section always shows out. It's the backyard rivalry. That'll be fun. We're going to transition here looking at girls basketball. Of course, they will be on the road tonight. That game starts 7:30, pregame show yet again, 7:15 right here on 91.7 WEEM. They will play Indianapolis Bishop Chatard. First time they've played that school, the Lady Arabians, in school history. That'll be a fun one. Of course, we're broadcasting it. We'll see how that one goes. Lady Arabians haven't had a nice stretch. They went 0-2 this past week, and they're really needing a win here, but it's definitely a winnable game.
Yeah, but it's also, too, something to where, you know, I don't care if they would lose five straight. They can get hot. You know, this team, you know, it's all about figuring out things early on. It's what all these early games are going to be about. You know, they're going to be about making sure they're trying to see, you know, what's the best lineup? Who, you know, how many minutes do we need to give certain players? What's that chemistry like for certain, you know, in the backcourt, in the front court? How well we, you know, figure this out? Because again, when, you know, I want, like Coach Roger, I want to win county. I want to win sectionals. I want to win everything. So, you know, I'd like to win every game, but I also would much rather lose a few games early and figure out those issues that we need to figure out as a team and then win the big ones.
I think it's important to mention, scratch that, after they will play Indianapolis Bishop Chatard, they will take on Jennings County on the road. That's a tough team. Another one, of course, you know, you don't want to start in the hole a few games. And you saw, I feel like I'm stuck in football season, okay? the Arabian football team, you know, they were like 2-5 at some point. And then they got going at the right time. That's just what a team needs. If you get going hot into sectionals, you can win a few, and next thing you know, you're in the sectional championship. And if the basketball teams can do that, they'll be off well. Of course, you know, you like Coach Buck said, you want to be balanced. You want to have some great teams, but you also want to win a few. But if they can establish the balance and maybe get on a hot streak, it's going to be a great team to watch.
Absolutely. And again, they've proven it time and time again, you know, not just last year, but year before. And, you know, this is just one of those things where we get to be witness to it. We're very fortunate people to be able to witness it, not only, you know, in the stadiums, in the gyms, but also, you know, listening to it, watching it. So, you know, make sure that you're tuning in tonight. If you can't make it out to Chatard, it's not too bad of a drive. I think 30, 35 minutes, but it's, you know, again, it's easier if you just want to sit home, you know, when it's warm out, you know, or it's warm inside. And, you know, make sure you tune in to Michael and Liam have the call later on this evening.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a very great game, and that'll about wrap it up for this coaches show. I feel like we established a lot of new stuff. Of course, this is our first time talking to Coach Buck. We turned over a new leaf with that, and you know, it's his second season back into the swing of things, and some exciting things from both realms, boys and girls basketball, very two competitive teams, and exciting things from both sides.
Absolutely, and it's something to where, again, we've got, you know, coverage when we can, and making sure that you keep up to date with everything on our broadcast schedule on our website, 917WEM.org. And also make sure you keep up to date with all of our socials as well. That'll keep up to date with athletics too, you know, on Facebook, X, Instagram, and TikTok.
And I also wanted to mention before I got out of here, the boys and girls varsity swim team will be taking place tonight at Elwood. Their meet at 5:30, happening right now, if you would. And then after that, wrestling was supposed to happen at Hamilton Heights today. Their meet was canceled. Instead, they will travel to Greenfield Central Wednesday night at 6:30. Some exciting teams making their debut, but that will wrap it up for me and Mr. White here. Thanks to all that listened, whether it was just a little bit or the whole thing, it means a ton. And thanks to all of our sponsors and contributors who make this possible. That will wrap it up for today's ASN Coaches Show on the Arabian Sports Network. You're listening to 91.7 WEEM.
It's a harsh fact of life, but failure is inevitable.
You can work harder than you ever thought possible and still lose.
Sometimes someone else is simply better than you.
While life teaches us that we will sometimes lose, education-based athletics teaches how to deal with those losses in a mentally healthy way. I'm Bella Miller-Krieger from University High School.
And I'm Charlie Hosnow, from Forest Park High School. With our coaches and teammates supporting us, student athletes learn how to move past the letdown and focus on the next point, the next play, and the next game.
We learn that negative energy is wasted energy, and that no matter how many times we fall short, as long as we are learning and never give up, we'll ultimately win.
I'm IHSAA Commissioner Paul Nighy. Be a champion of high school sports and the resiliency they build by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events. This is overcoming adversity. This is developing mental toughness. This is your IHSAA.
Thank you for tuning in to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.